Hi, my name is Jared Carter. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a doctor. Yet. Just kidding. I'm never going back to college. No, I'm just a Christian who, like many, has experienced living with a mental health challenge. This is Bless This Brain. They don't act like they're mentally ill. They can hold down a job. They don't act like they're anxious. They're confident public speakers. They don't act like they have ADHD. They sit at their desks all day and work. They don't act like they have an eating disorder. They're just fit. One thing I've witnessed over the years, as I've found myself paying closer attention to the reality of the mental health crisis we're currently experiencing, is that assumptions made about a person's mental health often center around that individual's public display of symptoms. This, I've come to believe, is one of the biggest reasons why people don't pursue care. Follow along with me as I tell you a story about a guy named Bill. Bill Coffee. Yes, I just looked around the room until I saw something, and then I made that Bill's last name. Thank you, coffee mug. Bill Coffee is a businessman. He sells, well, he sells coffee. Serendipitous? Or did he see an opportunity? No one knows but Bill. Bill Coffee is charismatic. He walks into restaurants and corporate offices where he sells his wares, his selection of sustainable blends, and trustworthy coffee grinders. He makes his pitch with a warm handshake, a glowing smile, an attractive level of humor and intelligence. That's what makes him the company's number one salesman. That, and Bill owns the company and is its only employee. But here's a twist. Bill suspects that he lives with a mental illness. He can see the way that his mood and behaviors are beginning to affect his life in terribly negative ways. Bill wakes up every morning, and he's so tired and so sad. He's tired because he stays awake until late in the night, worrying that he may have said the wrong thing at one of the multiple sales meetings he'd attended that day. His stomach aching, his mind racing, wondering, what if he mismanaged the books by mistake? What if he owed more in taxes than he thought? What if his coffee supplier stopped selling to him? What if he can't provide for his family? And when he wakes up, he feels tired. He feels empty. Why live this life, he asks himself, if it hurts so much? Why leave this house every day if he's just going to come home and spend the night having panic attacks? What if his wife and kids are better off without him? Then he walks out the door and smiles and waves at his neighbor. And putting on that smile is painful. But maybe all is not lost. Maybe Bill can get some help. He needs affirmation. He needs someone to encourage him to take this scary step towards feeling better. One day, he's out for breakfast and coffee with a friend. It's not his own coffee, but a competitor's. He begins to worry that their coffee is better than his. Bill says to his friend, David, desk lamp. David, this is difficult for me to say, but I think I might not be well. Like you're sick? David asks, concerned. No, no. Well, not like cancer sick, Bill says. David, I think I might be depressed and a little anxious. David looks at Bill and asks, what do you mean? Bill calmly explains what he's been feeling. David listens a little, but he's not concerned because he knows Bill. Bill is charismatic. Bill is funny. Bill smiles and owns a fantastic company. He has a beautiful wife and children. Bill's okay. And David, in an act of friendly reassurance, says, don't be silly, followed by four of the most deadly words in the English language. You don't act depressed. And in saying so, Bill's death warrant is signed. He doesn't act mentally ill. Therefore, as he understands it, he is being silly. So Bill puts his concerns about his mental health aside, and what may have led to the start of his pursuit of recovery, instead, results in a quiet determination to just muscle through. And he does, until the day he commits suicide. And David says, in his grief, he didn't act depressed. Because people don't act depressed. They act like they're okay. They act like they're able to focus on work, and they act like they're confident public speakers, and they act like they're just an active and fit person, and they act, and they act, and they act, and they act. They have to, because that's what it takes to avoid humiliation. That's what it takes to avoid shame. That's what it takes to keep a job, and to keep friends, and survive in a world that has little compassion on those unwilling to just be all right all the time. Everything is okay as long as they don't act depressed. Instead, they just are depressed until the day that the darkness overtakes them. My friend, if you're considering taking your own life, please dial 988 and get the help you need. Lord, for our good and for your glory, bless this brain.